So I'll continue where I left off because we kind of got more information, which is great. And that's what I wanted to draw is more information because I do feel like I want us all to be along for this ride and not be split. And so I want to I'm the waffler here. I guess I'm the waffler. So I'm just going to bring up some more information. So I feel really good about the staff unionizing. I feel really good about the staff working together now in fire and EMS. And I feel like we're having better response in the community when we work together. And I feel like working apart is not going to create what we want in the community. I also feel like sometimes you put process, I mean, I feel like the biggest questions I have about this whole deal are the processes and the leadership. And I know that we've had a rough time in our two, I love how Nathan bridges it, the two cultures we have with our PhD, the fire district, board. And I feel like ultimately personalities and the administrations that put things in place are a small part of what happens next. You know, when you think of things in the world at large that we have that are put in place, they were put in place by somebody, perfect or imperfect, through whatever process. If it's a good process, for instance, leadership has to rise to the occasion. If leadership doesn't rise to the occasion, we replace leaders, right? So I feel a little bit like it's hard to decide between the essentialness of this agency right now. And perfecting it to some degree that would make it a better time to do this. At what point will this be perfect enough to do? And at the same time, I want some securities. I want some assurances that the things that we need will get done. And I can't imagine, I mean, a poorly run fire EMS would not float in this community. And there would be a lot of pushback and there would be a lot of things that would need to change. And I think it would change with or without us being in the leadership position because, but I do believe that services are the priority of both agencies over personalities and over culture and over anything else. And I mean, not everybody may believe that, but I do believe that ultimately services are the most important thing we have to think about. So it's been really hard to figure out, like we have this onus, you know, this re responsibility to the public. The responsibility to our agency as well to hand it off in good stead. And so part of my reaction is that I do believe that the agencies have been working together and have adjusted. And I believe people do that when they work together. And I think the people involved in our agency are the power of our agency. And that I really believe in the people that are on the ground and doing that. And I believe in Nathan. And so when Nathan tells me, I think this can work. And I think we will have all the pieces, and he's seen a lot of compromise and people coming to the table. It makes me pause to decide something, you know, against this because it is something I really want for this community. So that's what I'll say are thoughts going on in my head. If anybody has any comments on those thoughts, and then I definitely want to hear from Annalisa because she's been at the forefront of this whole process and has worked the hardest out of all of us and. I may feel differently if I was in her shoes.
Thank you all so much for your really thoughtful, well-educated responses to this issue. And honestly, this is really, really hard. It has been hard for a long time. And I am incredibly frustrated because we voted and agreed on a list of absolutes that we sent to the fire district in December. And we are being rushed to sign an MOU right now without a lot of things that we passed a resolution saying were absolutes for this process. So once again, we're being asked to compromise, and I understand that that's part of governance. And I am really trying to take the path that looks at what is in the best interest for the 8,000 people in our district, because that is my only responsibility. So the fact that I feel that we our absolutes have not been respected. We got a last minute budget piece about an hour before this meeting. We got a draft or of their resolution an hour before this meeting. There's been plenty of time for all of this work to have transpired. I'm really frustrated by that, and I feel disrespected. But it doesn't really matter how I feel because this isn't about me. What I know is that in the last year and in all the work that Superintendent Butler has done in this past year, we are in much better standing than we were. And it has not been easy to get here. It has been agonizing. There have been a lot of sleepless nights. There's been a lot of stress. I've taken a lot of public flak, so have you all. But I like to believe that we did what we did in the best interest of our EMS staff and volunteers and our community. And as much as I'd like to think that we were able to stand our ground with our list of absolutes, they've been pretty much blown off, in my opinion. I mean, any data and information that's been really valuable has come from Nathan. And I'm disappointed and frustrated by that. I'm also really trying to keep in mind that ultimately this is a decision for the voters. And the fire department is going to have to prove this to the voters, and they're going to have to win their trust. And I feel that our staff is protected, and I know that they will continue to provide the best possible care for our community that they can. I recognize that we are stretched really, really thin right now, and some of those circumstances are because of COVID. We haven't been able to have trainings. We just haven't been able to build up our workforce, our volunteers during a pandemic when you've had to shut down our whole station. So we are compromised in terms of, we're pretty thin. When an ambulance needs to roll, an ambulance needs to roll. And knowing that a combined agency, can make that happen is really important to me. And I have been a proponent of integration from the beginning. I know that it doesn't appear that way to people. I just wanted it done the right way. And I'm frustrated by this timeline. I'm frustrated that I've been told that if we don't adopt this MOU tonight, that the fire department won't work with us anymore, that they'll see it as disingenuous. I'm very much struggling with what to do. And I don't want to get stuck on minutiae. I wish I had combined budgets. I wish I had a capital equipment plan. I wish I had a lot of things, but that's not what this is. So it
Kyle?
sounds like there are three of you that are willing to do this.
What does Kyle have to say?
Oh, go ahead, Kyle.
I don't even know anymore. That hand went up a long time ago. which is no. I'm, other people should. They're You're fully allowed to talk. I'm just telling you where my head is. I think it was 15 or 20 minutes ago. I don't think it's minutia. Honestly, I don't think that being able to see a budget over the scale of a levy is minutia. I think that if you're going to ask for such a significant increase in the amount of money you're bringing in, you need to show somehow where you're spending it. I'm assuming some of that comes at the back end of a 6-year levy because, again, you can only increase those taxes 1% a year. But I feel like I have to make a lot of assumptions at this point, and I'm not comfortable signing on to something this important and that is going that we're talking, millions of dollars worth, based on a lot of assumptions. That's not how I operate in my personal life, in my professional life. I can't do that. And so that's I kind of, I think that's where we are. I know there was a question earlier about whether EMS would have to increase its levy if we went out for a separate levy at the end of next year. And we've all discussed that being a possibility. I don't think we'd go over 50 cents for that levy, mainly because it's not lawful to do so. And that's what the fire district is proposing. So we're not going to ask for any more money than they are for EMS. And we've actually talked about lower numbers if we were to go out. So I do think the fact that there are these significant financial increases without justification, that's causing me a lot of concern. I think that's kind of where I am on that part. You know, and capital equipment plans, when I talked to somebody about integration a couple of years ago, they said, well, here's some things you need to have. And that was obvious, you know, that was just one. You need to understand what's going to happen, both with your people, which I think has worked out pretty well at this point. I think we know pretty well what's going to happen with the EMS staff, and all indicators are that there will be a smooth transition to fire that way. Maybe leadership style aside, right? We don't really know. I do take a little issue with the suggestion that leaders come and go. At the federal level, we saw a couple of very different leaders over the last couple of years, and that matters. You know, on a larger level and global or local, you know, level that way too. But we're not here to decide that either. I'm here to decide whether there's enough information to say, as of today, am I ready to move forward? And I think, like you, Chair Lindstrom, I think we all support the idea of integration. I think it can make a lot of sense. There should be some efficiencies gained out of it. I'm not seeing those as part of this proposal. And that's kind of my big concern, because to me, that's one of the primary ways to do it. You know, maybe there are some staffing issues as well, certainly with volunteer EMTs, et cetera. And I think that's a really big factor as well, to make sure that our community is in a place where we have people who are willing to serve and can serve in those roles. So I think that is very important. But, you know, otherwise, if there aren't other efficiencies, like if there aren't financial efficiencies, I think the hospital district should just keep running EMS. Personally, I don't know why we would hand it off.
But what about service efficiencies? What about better service to the public?
What is the better service that we're going to provide? Have you seen any identified services that this new combined agency would provide for this new money? Have you seen any reference anywhere?
I think it's already happening.
Say it. Then if it's happening, we don't need to integrate. That's my whole point. I'm not opposed to integration, but integration is supposed to bring some efficiencies.
And right, and the efficiency is, I see it.
It would structure the efficiencies.
I think it will be more efficient because you're not going to have two different agencies on every EMS call, which is what we will continue to have.
So what are the efficiencies?
That's an efficiency. Trucks? Is that they're all going to roll out of one
buildings.
Building. Yeah. That's
but
an
more
efficiency
people
right there, and they're coming. We're not going to have two training programs. Otherwise, we're going to have a fire doing their EMS training. We're going to have EMS doing EMS training. We don't need that in this community of 8,000 people. We need one agency that does all the training, that has all the EMTs, that has all the paramedics. That, to me, would be efficient. And I believe that with this...
Because you can have trainings together. That doesn't make any sense to me. You can do all of those things without having integration.
Not.
You just talk with each other.
Well, I think that speaks to the challenges that we have working together. And really, you know, this is the thing that has been the hardest, is that feeling of, you know, what we've heard from the fire board, that they're going to go ahead, they're moving forward with integration without us, whether or not we're doing it. They're going to set up their own BLS program. They're setting up their own EMT training program. So effectively, it's a competing agency. And so, you know, there is a sense to me that, you know, we're backed into a corner because there's competition. And, you know, and that's what I don't like. I don't like the feeling that we're not working together towards this, but the way it's set up, it's acrimonious. And I think that we've come so far that to where our staff is, you know, working together and things have improved. And
so maybe, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I guess what I don't like is that we have this sense that, you know, I haven't been given the materials that I want to approve this process, so I can sign this MOU. There's all these other factors, mainly our staff, morale, the whole thing, that I'm considering. There's also this, it's implied that if we don't approve this, the fire department is not willing to wait until February to put it on the ballot, so that this is effectively right now a yes or no vote on integration. That is what we're being told. And I resent that. I resent that we have been rushed and not, and what we got data 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago, a couple spreadsheets. I'm not happy with the process, but of course I haven't been happy this whole time. So I honestly, you know, I don't want to blow up all the work that everybody has done. I think integration needs to happen. I recognize that it is concerning right now that we are not staffed up enough to have an ambulance role. And that is our number one priority. A combined agency has the staff to make sure an ambulance rolls every time. And right now we're pretty thin, and that puts someone's life at risk. That concerns me. So I really don't know what to do, is my answer. And I'm sorry.
So I personally don't feel held at gunpoint. You know, I don't, because we've been talking about this for so long and we've been moving forward on this for so long. I do really view this as a very interesting communication conundrum with another agency. And part of it, I try to look at it objectively. I take the people out of it and the personalities out of it and think about the process and what's happened. And so I will ask, are there any modifications to the MOU? And I do feel like there's securities in place, and I do feel like the public is going to have their say. And so I do feel like fire has to respond to them. By taking ourselves out of it, we say, okay, you know, it's on you to be the agency you need to be to complete this process. So part of me thinks that is they take the next responsibility. So some of their different functioning than us, I realize they're going to have to, all that's going to have to happen. And we also have some securities in place that that's going to happen, from what I understand from the MOU. Is there more that we can modify in the MOU to make either of you feel more comfortable? Annalisa or Kurt, Kyle?
No, I mean, the MOU itself is great. I'm completely fine with it. I'd be happy to sign it if we actually had what we've been asking for. I mean, I literally feel like I've been asking for a combined budget for 3 years. I don't, you know, and you know, at one point I was told if I wanted that, I was going to have to do it myself. And I still think that's true. So, you know, right now it's basically a decision about whether or not we're doing this based on, you know, the sense that the fire department's going to walk if we don't sign this tonight.
Right. And so I remember when we started this whole process, fire wanted to, they wanted to do it backwards from the way we thought it should be done. They wanted to start the combination, and then they wanted to do all the things that they needed to do as they went along. Like, they wanted to create the budget as they went after they combined and got things understanding. So part of me thinks that they're this different language that we speak. I don't want to make excuses. I think we should have gotten together and had a lot more communication before this moment, right? We should have. But I also stopped to say, okay, that was their initial way of working on it, was operations first, everything else second. And we said, whoa, here's what we want to feel comfortable with it. And I feel like we've gotten a lot of those pieces, and we've started to combine, and we've seen what combining means. So I meant, if there's anything else in the MOU that you'd like to modify to say, for instance, before the cent increase is decided, should we have another, you know, should we agree on that? Like, do you need anything in place that says maybe we need to know more about the numbers before we can agree to what the levy lid number is or something. For instance,
I don't know that that's actually an option because it has to be submitted on the 3rd to the county for approval for the ballot. So I don't think that it's something that can fluctuate after that. Correct me if I'm wrong, Nathan. Is that true?
That's correct. I think changes at this point to the MOU itself is really problematic. The fire district is meeting this Saturday morning and the ballot measure is due, I believe, Tuesday morning. So it would be, if you make changes, you're taking a chance that, you know, they do or don't agree. And I think probably just from a fairness standpoint, I think they would feel a little unfair to change it at this point in the game. So this is just my thought. I will say too, I don't really know whether it's prudent of me to weigh in at all, but I do want to, I do think though that, you know, staff and myself, I don't really want to speak for them, but I have heard this sentiment many times. We feel strongly the need to make a decision, a yes or a no. And the biggest reason why is because we desperately need to be taking certain steps if we're not integrating. So many things have been on hold. And really, from the time we, you know, this board delayed the interlocal agreement 2 years ago today, it's literally been 2 years with this hanging over our heads and no one really knowing what's going to happen. It makes it so hard to do anything from hiring to making big decisions about how you structure the organization. I have an almost absurd number of direct reports. It means that I have to work 10 hours a day. And it's still not enough attention because there's no mid-level management. Literally everyone in this agency reports to me. It's exhausting. But I can't really go out and hire mid-level management because if we're integrating, it would be redundant. You know, I mean, it's a huge strain on this agency, this delay, and we really need a decision. I do think you can say no. You can opt not to integrate. And I've tried hard to game that out. What does that look like? I think it's a viable option. I think the fire district is likely to be unhappy with us, but ultimately we're all professionals. You do have a real choice, but please do make it tonight. That's really my plea.
Okay, well, I've had enough discussion and I'm gonna vote in favor of the MOU. Because I really feel like we do have to go forward. I feel
I
like
too, and
somehow I got this role of tiebreaker.
My mind has not changed. I'm voting as well. Yes.
And Everett, that's true for you as well?
Shh.
Oh, sorry.
No, I was just going to say we could just make a motion and a second and roll with it. Because I think it sounds to me like we're that place. But I'm sorry, I may have cut you off, Commissioner Clay, before you were going
to I wanted to ask
Okay, should I make a motion that we accept the MOU?
Sure.
Okay.
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And I'm going to abstain. And Kyle?
No. And again, it's not because I'm opposed to integration. It's not, I'm not opposed even to the idea in the MOU that leadership of EMS would transition over to the fire district once integration had been approved by voters. It's because I don't have the information I would need to explain to people why I'm asking them to pay more money. Really, I mean, that's kind of what it comes down to.
You know, I would mention one thing about that. Currently, as Superintendent Butler mentioned, we don't have mid-level management, and we don't have a chief who we're also not paying for. And those are significant numbers. So we are surviving. Our budget is okay only because we have huge chunks missing. So the first thing that would happen is that you would have an organization that had those pieces filled. So it actually would be a savings in service, certainly. We would end up with people actually doing those jobs. And we also have a person going to medic school who I think is going to hope to have a job when they come back. as a full-time medic, and that's going to be another chunk of money. So there are a lot of things coming down the pike that are going to increase services and increase expenses. And those are reasons for more money. And this is not entirely unrealistic. That's the way we're moving. So
I disagree with that characterization based on the information I do have. And I certainly disagree with it based on the information I don't have, which is a lot at this point. So as you know, we actually do have somebody who is playing a role as maybe being compensated a mid-level kind of position. Maybe not the chief role, right? So we do have some of that. And we've been saving up enough money that we just paid off a building years early. We've been able to put money in reserve. We've been able to set money aside for capital equipment. So we've been enjoying those savings, and we've actually been using those savings already. So I mean, that's pretty clear from a financial perspective where we are, and that we are probably bringing in at least as much as we need at the current state. That said, I appreciate that if we were to move forward and hire somebody, we would be talking about a levy lid lift. But again, fire's talking about maxing it out too.
We would have to do that. You're right. I mean, we've been doing the right thing by taking the savings, which has been coming out of superintendent's hide. And spending it on paying off the budget, doing other things.
Well, like, I thought it was out of his sleep.
Unfortunate for him. Anyway, the vote's over. But it, the other thing is, really, the people at EMS are stretched thin, they're surviving, but I don't know how long we can ask them to do that.
I don't think we can. I think that we can't in good conscience continue like this. We would have to make a dramatic change. And I think that's what Nathan is saying, that we need to make a decision right now. And it looks like we've done that. I think my problem is, if someone from the community asked me, was that rate appropriate? Was it accountable? Did it reflect our values? Right now I can't answer that question. I don't know, because I don't have the information that we asked for in our list of absolutes for integration. I am pro integration. I wish we had more time. I wish we had the information that we asked for in December. However, I will say, I appreciate so much the work that Nathan has gone through to get us where we are. And we are in a far better place than we were 6 months ago. I appreciate our staff and our crews working with the fire department. Really, the priority here is patient care, and I see that every day. So thank you.
I want to second all of that, by the way.
Let's move on to new business. Thank you, everyone. The next topic we have is a non-binding letter of intent with the Village of the Harbor, and I believe everyone's had time to review that. However, I think I would like to let our long-term care committee take this on or take over.
Does anybody feel the need for a break, or are we good?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. Do we want to take a 5 minute? We've been at this for a couple hours.
I would go for 5 minutes.
Sure, that's a good idea. Thanks, Nathan, for that reminder. See you all at 7.
Sounds good.
Thank you, commissioners.